Games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 136 of Geek Grills Podcast, supported primarily by our patrons. Please go today to patreon.com/grills. I am with my host, Linda/TrueNoob.
Hello.
Jen couldn't make it tonight. I am 9 of 12. You're at the Geek Place, hosted by women. So what have you been up to this week?
I actually have a plushie update.
Yay.
Yay. So I've been making lots and lots of dragon egg bags. So for those that are with us on Twitch. So I have these. I haven't put the ribbons in them yet, but they're basically, it's called the crocodile stitch, which looks like a scale. But because I always use it for dragon stuff, I just call it this dragon stitch. It has a lot of names. But I'm making a lot of those because I think for whatever show I go to next, whether it be MomoCon next year, I've been looking into Conuga, which is just up in Chattanooga, which is very, very close to me. Well, an hour away, but close enough. I think I'm going to make, like, part of my little booth just something called the hatchery, and then have, like, a bunch of dragon egg bags and little baby dragons and my little pride owls, and they'll all go in the hatchery. So I think that's, I'm going to try a new plan this year, which is when I go to a show, I'm going to try and have like a lot of one thing that'll probably sell well instead of a bunch of random things. But, you know, we'll see how far that plan goes. I recorded my other podcast, which is my monthly podcast, which is Glitter Dice. We did both a regular recording for the first, and then we also did an actual play of a game called A Cool and Lonely Courage, which is really, really cool. It's a game that recently got kickstarted, and it's about the women of the SOE in World War II. And the SOE, it was the Special Operations Executive. It's basically their, like, women spies of World War II.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, it's so cool because it is a tragic game, but it's a collaborative story, like, you're telling it together with everyone around the table. Like, they're playing some of your NPCs for certain scenes, and it's only up to about, it's 2 to 4 players, but it's just so cool. I had a really good time. I got really emotional. Like, it's a short game, but man, it like got me. And it's already kickstarted. It was funded in 3 hours. So it's, sorry, 2 to 5 players, excuse me. Let me grab, even though it's already kickstarted, I'm going to grab the,
and put it. We will put the link in our show notes.
Yeah, there it is.
Awesome.
Links in the show notes. It was just really, really cool, and I would recommend it if you like buy it after it's kickstarted, I guess. I mean, I don't know if you can still give it money, but it's a good game. You should play it.
Right on. I will check that out.
Yeah.
Well, I've been mostly doing a lot of new cooking. I'm sort of trying this new VB6 way of eating, where it's vegan before 6.
Okay.
I read about it in my new Mark Bittman cookbook, and it's like, you know, I'm stalled again. My metabolism could use some tricking. So this might be a way to do it, and still get all my treats that I tend to go for, like, oh, meat, beer. And just add more fruits and vegetables just automatically because it's what I'm eating during the day. And today I made vegan meatballs with eggplant. They were so good. Oh my God. I couldn't believe how good they were.
How'd you get them to stick together without egg?
Well, you know, eggplant absorbs so much liquid, and so you cook it, and you cook it down, and then it's...
Okay, like, yeah.
A, you know, translucent texture. So you have that in there, and then white beans.
Okay,
so it's another bunch of starch and moisture, and then when you add that and all the onion and garlic, and then some breadcrumbs, it makes a mixture you can roll up and bake in the oven.
That's, I mean, okay, I can see that. Yeah, I can see
that. Yeah, I was worried about it too. I was like, how is this gonna work? And I was like, oh, well, the beans make a paste, and it all sticks together just fine and tasted terrific. And I made like some marinara, and it's 8 o'clock at night, and I'm not hungry yet. It's like, I haven't even had dinner. That could be a problem. I think I need 1,000 more calories today, so it's an interesting adjustment.
Yeah.
So, we're going to skip the Geek Grapevine, because we're going to talk about E3. It's been going on a few days now, although it officially launches tomorrow, which is weird. So weird.
I guess they want to, like, get a lot of stuff out first, and then they'll, I don't know.
They've done big stuff and announcements, and, like, there's just been so much the last few days. Like, what could possibly be left? I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So, are we going to go by platform? Or are we going to just kind
of... And I didn't watch everything, but I grabbed a bunch of stuff. I did watch the Xbox stuff, because that's relevant to me. I have one, and I think it really was one of the biggest announcements, was that whole Game Pass.
Yeah. I can't remember if... they had a trailer for Doom Eternal, but I can't remember what platform it is. I think it's PC. I think it's PC, so I'll wait until we get to the PC section for that.
Yeah, and they had the PC Gamers panel earlier today. I did catch part of it.
Okay. But so, for Xbox stuff...
Yeah.
Like, the big one that I heard about, like, not even on E3, like, out in the Facebook lands... was the Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
With Keanu Reeves.
And that was like the big, oh my god, what the hell? You haven't even technically started yet. And Keanu's on stage. Which the crowd went wild. And he's adorable. Somebody posted some footage today of him actually doing some of the voice work for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that. That's going to be cool. But he went up there and psyched everybody up. And that game looks cool. I've been, you know, keeping my eye out for that for a little while. And they announced the release date, which will be April 16th, 2020.
Yeah, so a little less than a year from now.
Yeah. There's a lot of almost everything. I mean, okay, the Game Pass is a big deal. And that's out, like, now. And it comes with a whole bunch of retro games. And then there's some things that, like, the Batman Arkham and Metro and Hollow Knight, which my son has been waiting. He wanted Hollow Knight for his birthday. He's like, what? I was like, your birthday's not till November? Mm-hmm. And that's coming out any minute. But I think we're going to try this Game Pass. It's $1 now. Yeah. And then $15 a month. And that comes with, like, previously on the Xbox, you have that Gold Pass. So this comes with all those retro games, and then the gold, which is every month you get some free games for a month that we did use when we had the gold. And then there's a PC version, and apparently that's going to include the entire Master Chief collection. And the PC version is just a value add. If you buy into this $15 a month pass, it comes with the PC version. And I saw a lot of confusion around this today. I was listening to coverage from the Frog Pants people, Pixels and stuff. And they have a pass that's the beta pass for $4.99 right now. And they seemed really confused about, like, but wait, we thought it was going to be $9.99. And maybe it'll change when it's not beta anymore. And I think they were covering it live, so I think they didn't hear the whole, the PC one right. comes with the other one.
Yeah.
So I think there's a little confusing with them there on the pricing. That $4.99 beta pass, I don't know if that price will change. I know that theirs is set to auto-renew at that price. I'm thinking, it looks to me like that's if you're just going in and buying the PC version, you can probably get that for $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to come with the gold and the Xbox One, which is a great different product to have for people that don't game on the Xbox.
Right.
It gets them into that market, but they don't want to charge them as the same as people like me who will be getting all of the things.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Just all of them. All the things.
Double Fine. That was another thing. It was like a merger. It was a pretty big announcement. They are just joining the Xbox development team.
Yeah.
And that guy was really funny. He was like, we're here to do anything for you. Like, we can do Halo, Excel spreadsheets, like, whatever. We'll do whatever you want. but Psychonauts 2 is kind of their big thing they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Star Wars. Skywalker Saga has all 9 films in one game.
That's pretty cool. Like, you know, I kind of, like, I'm meh about the Lego games because I'm like, why? I mean, I personally just think they're doing it because the character models are easy, but, you know.
Well, the Lego games, and I don't know how much difference this will be with the Star Wars one, but I played the Harry Potter one, I played the Batman one, mm-hmm. and they had a really different, instead of just being shooter type games and RPG games, they had a lot of puzzle solving. Like, mm-hmm. Harry Potter Lego is the only game I've ever actually completed start to finish. Still. Because I like that kind of puzzle stuff. And I'm hoping this has a lot in there. They did a lot of other weird Lego stuff, though. Like, there's a racing game that has Lego. Like, Forsen. It's a really popular game. It's popular enough that it's got auto controls on their new hardware controller that's like $180, and you could have a preset for this game, so it's just not something I play.
If there's a company that has extra money though to like fund games, it would be the Lego company.
Yeah. Dragon Ball Z, I don't care. I have friends that really know. 12 minutes looked really intense. It was like kind of a psychological, although it was a top view,
mm-hmm.
which is feels a little weird to me, but it looked like from the trailer that you're kind of like getting the opportunity to play the same 12 minutes and you keep seeing what's like a Groundhog Day, like, you know, mm-hmm. what's going to happen next and you're trying to tell your wife and then shit starts going down and it could unfold in a lot of ways depending on your decisions.
I mean, that's cool. It's a cool concept. But yeah, it is kind of, you're signing up for something when you play that game.
Yeah.
You know what you're signing up for.
They highlighted an awful lot of indie games. Well, I mean, that makes sense because the whole Xbox Pass thing, they're competing with Steam to do mm-hmm. that, especially moving yeah. so hard into the PC. And they had something like 12 different indie developers games that they were putting in straight into the Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of neat. Way to the Woods looked beautiful. It was odd. It looks like you're playing as deer. And they're really pretty deer. And you collect little other animals that suddenly there's fish around you and stuff. But you're in a city. Like, they show these scenes. You're in the subway. You're in a building. You're trying to get through the glass doors. All these, like, the deer are trying to get back to the woods.
Yeah.
And you're playing through, like, getting the hell out of the city and all these challenges. And I was like, this is weird. But the animation is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm really interested in that. I know I'm going to talk more about things that interested me because
That's okay.
Don't think I realized how inundated, like, intellectually I knew that, but shooter games are just so dominant in gaming. I felt like so much, it was like, okay, it's another shooter. It's another shooter. And it's another shooter. Like, it's so many shooters with just different skins. And I'm barely into shooters. Like, I found ones I liked, but...
I'll be putting more in later because I don't own an Xbox, so
Gears 5 I don't play, but it was really tempting, like, just because of the Terminator pack. If you pre-order, there's like a Terminator pack where you get Terminators in those skins. I was like, see, that makes the shooter, that world, more interesting to me. Like, something I'm kind of into. Tales of Arise, I never heard of. It looked like Xenoblade to me, which is a game I love. So we might look into that. Now, Borderlands, there's a new Borderlands coming out. I think it's 3?
Yes, it is 3.
And Rob was sitting there for a minute. I was like, oh my god, it looks like that game from Wreck-It Ralph. Like... In Wreck-It Ralph 2, Penelope gets enamored of this other game that she ends up in, finding on the internet. Yeah. And, the Borderlands world, I was like, oh my god, it's Slaughter Race. It looks just like it. I've never played Borderlands, but I just... Okay, so they also did announce the new box. It's not coming for a while. It's another next holiday. So... I guess 2020 Christmas is what they mean by that.
Well, I mean, if you go next holiday, technically would be this Christmas, which would be 2019 Christmas.
Exactly. And I was like, that can't be what they meant. They had to have meant 2020. Because they showed some things about the hardware. They talked about it having 120 FPS and different things about the resolution and the processor, most of which are... tech that everybody else is also moving into, so nothing huge there. But they also didn't show a picture of the box. So they can't be close enough to ready for this holiday. They must have meant next year.
Maybe.
I don't know. Baldur's Gate is another really huge thing. People have been waiting for that for a long time. Well, nerds. D&D nerds have. I have friends who are like, take my money now. it was interesting to hear them talk about that because it is actually really D&D based. Like, they specifically said they use 5e. And they've been, like, when they talk to journalists and press trying to explain what the game is, because that translation into a video game is a little different than others, they were actually playing 5e D&D with them to try and explain it to them.
Well, I do like me some 5e, so...
Yeah.
Maybe I have to look into that.
I was watching E3 on the E3 stream. And then I switched over to watching it on the Twitch stream. Both chats, equally stupid. I mean... We just talked a few shows ago about, you know, the difference in... females, there's so many more of us gaming and not getting grief. There was so much of it. The Baldur's Gate panel had 2 men, 2 women, and there was, so, like, it was right there. Oh my god, it's a grill. And what are they doing there? And oh, look at her legs. And confirmed, girls don't play D&D. And oh my god. It's like, take a deep breath. Don't respond. I want it. I was like, I'm going to go upstairs, I'm going to log in as Geek Grills, and I'm going to tell them I've been playing D&D probably since any of them were born. but, yeah. Lost Worlds Beyond the Page was something I thought of you when I saw the imagery involved in that, and I want to try this game. I feel like it might inspire me to write. I don't know if it's meant to be targeted at children, but the vocabulary was big enough that I'm sure everyone could enjoy it. But it's like the diary of this girl who was inspired to write by her grandmother. And there's a lot of like actual page opening and things triggered by words and little sketches in this diary. And like there are adventures she goes on after that, which looks kind of like the, like a wander around the world with your little will-o'-the-wisp looking at things. But then as she passes a certain place, there's descriptions. Like she's crawling along under some roots and it comes up with a very literary, the thoughts in her head are, she enjoyed being surrounded by the roots. It felt like she was being embraced by the earth type thing.
Oh, that, it looks really cute. Like I'm looking at some pictures from it. That's really, really cute.
Yeah. The art is beautiful, and I'm really interested. This is a very different kind of game than I've seen before. And hey, if it inspires me to write, which I feel like it might.
Yeah.
The other one like that was Wright's Quest or something. I'll put a link in if I didn't somewhere else, because I saw more about it today.
Legend of Wright?
Yes.
Yeah, it's right here. It's underneath the Lost Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
I looked up Lost Worlds, but okay. the link is for Legend of Wright.
Okay. Yeah, Legend of Wright is... That looks neat as hell. And this is all actually hand-drawn indie game. So it's an RPG, but it's all sketchy looking.
Yeah.
The chat was being stupid in it. Like, is this for kids? On games like this, like on anything that wasn't a shooter, they were all like, is this for children? What are you doing? Is this a joke? Like, so what? Oh, kids might want to play video games? Who are you?
And video games, the video games that aren't shooters?
Right? Yeah, that was kind of gross and stupid. So yeah, there's a lot more indie games than I expected. The Sayonara Wild Hearts looked like it was going to be great, and then I watched the whole gameplay, and I was like, eh, nah. The playable pop album, cool. Oh my gosh, tarot imagery. Like, she gets heartbroken, and then she goes off into the world and is transformed into the Fool. And it looks very much like Tarot Card the Fool. And then she has to face this, you know, Hierophant or something. And I'm like, there's all this tarot stuff? What is going on?
Yeah.
And then they got an actual gameplay. And it was just, you're on a motorcycle and it's like Mario Kart. And you're just zipping back and forth, collecting all the hearts, trying to heal her broken heart.
I mean, the art style is gorgeous.
It's neat. It's simple. It's very neon. In most places, it does end up remind me of like playing Guitar Hero, but apparently you don't have to be in sync with the beat. You don't, the songs are just there for
background sound.
Yeah. The imagery, like even if you get kicked out, you die and you have to go back, the music kind of isn't interrupted. It's not really related to the gameplay. It's just flavor. The boss battles were neat. That was kind of different. Like, it finally got out of you being Sonic or whatever. But it was all quick time fights. So, barely skill-based. Like, hit S up. And you're fighting and beating up these other motorcycle gangs. But dancing.
No.
While you do it.
So, we're on Nintendo. And I will say real quick, they mentioned that they're hoping to, in the big article I'm looking at, that they're hoping to hear more about Animal Crossing on Nintendo Switch, like the new one. And I'm like, it's so cute. I kind of want to play it.
Well,
but I have to buy a Switch.
Yeah, I do love my Switch. The big Nintendo is tomorrow at noon. So they'll be making all those big announcements. Animal Crossing, the other really big one is Smash Ultimate. Now, Smash Ultimate already exists, But they have this DLC where you get new characters. And there's a whole lot of speculation. They have kept a pretty tight lid on what that character is going to be. My sons are really into Smash. Especially Victor. And he heard that it's going to be some kind of Windows, Microsoft character. From one of those games. Like, they think it might be Banjo-Kazooie. And he's like, if it's that, I don't care. Alright. he's not into that. I don't know who he does want. He didn't have a good answer. But he's a teenager. He hates everything.
Alright, so what is next? Stadia.
Yeah, do you want to talk about Stadia? Stadia's still... Well, I don't know what Google's doing there. Seems like they're trying to move into that same space.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
Everybody's like, oh my god, Steam has all the people.
Sorry, I got distracted by a Final Fantasy artwork. that's on the big article.
But apparently this would be a straight streaming platform where you use their cloud directly. Mm-hmm. So you don't need a high-end console or a computer. Like high-end computer.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So you put Chromecast in and bam. $10 a month. It's apparently, there's a bundle available for $130 this November when it launches.
Stadia will cost $9.99 per month and will allow you unlimited game streaming in 4K HDR at 60 FPS.
You don't need a high-end computer, but man, you're going to need a fast internet connection.
You're going to need to play. You can play on your TV with a Chromecast Ultra or on your laptop or desktop in a Chrome browser. You can also be able to game on your smartphone, as long as you own a Google Pixel device.
Yeah.
Just invest in Google and you can use this.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how this goes. They're doing a slow rollout, which is definitely important in something like this. People have definitely made the mistake of like, oh shit, we're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But I think Google, at least, I mean, for connectivity issues, is smart enough to not let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did see that Square Enix and Crystal Dynamics are making an Avengers game.
What? You were so excited at...
Avengers! And that's like... They have made great games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I got a release date on that. I will post in our notes for everyone. I do have a link that's being updated live about all the games at E3 that are being announced. So, like, as they announce them, and they're color-coded by what platform they're, or where they're from, and then they have a column that lists what platforms are on, and they highlight ones, like, that were just announced. So it's a really nifty little way to keep an eye on what's going on if you can't watch and still want to know.
Mm-hmm.
As it goes forward. And this is from IGN. I'm going to actually put that in our chat as well.
Okay. So now we're starting to get into like the PC stuff, which is where more of my interest is, even though I don't have a super lot of time to play games. These would be the games I could play because I have a PC that can handle games. let's see. You have Ghostwire listed first, which looks interesting.
Yeah, they ended up showing a lot more about that today.
Mm-hmm.
As far as actual footage.
Let me see. Here we go. I have.
Do you play Elder Scrolls?
I don't, no.
They had a lot going on in Elder Scrolls.
Okay, it's not the same as... Oh, there's a couple of ghosty things. Interesting. Well, there's the ghost wire, but then they also have Midnight Ghost Hunt, which I can't. It's interesting.
Yeah, it looks like, I was listening on audio to people watching footage of that today. I missed watching it myself. They were like, oh, so it's like Ghostbusters without having to pay royalties.
Yeah. Looks like it. I mean, for a little, like, just kind of fun multiplayer game, it looks cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing I didn't listen here, PC, is they did talk about Vampire Masquerade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my friends are so excited about that. I've got a lot of, like, old school, really into, like, Vampire the Masquerade friends, and they were like, oh god, Bloodlines, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, there are all kinds of videos and stuff now, because they did the world premiere look at everything today.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I never played the original game. I only played the actual tabletop.
Yeah, I think the one friend of mine who's like just chomping at the bit, I think he did play it back in the day. He's so excited. So excited.
And that's another 2020 release.
Yep. Let's see. You do not seem to... you already mentioned about gamers not liking, at least the ones in this chat, the E3 chats, not liking things for kids. So
yeah, and both Commander Keen, Twitch chat and the E3 official were both like, all those children.
Commander Keen.
Yeah, and that one is very cartoony. So that's another one. That's why that note was there, because it was another one just like the right one and like all the sketchy ones and the Lego. They kind of went nuts over that. Like, what the hell? And then that was a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
And people also get really angry about that. God, PC gamers are such snobs. Well, I think they're all teenagers.
Well, if they want to get their expectations shot out of the water, then I invite them to play Bloody Trapland. Because it looks like it's a cute little kids platforming game, but it's not.
There's a bunch of Wolfenstein happening.
Yeah, I think Matt's going to be real excited about that. He really liked the Wolfenstein previous games that came out, so he may get some of his little fun money and just buy those straight up, because he really liked playing them.
Do you guys Do you guys have VR?
No, we don't have VR, but we have friends who have VR, and we can go over to their house whenever we want.
Yeah, that's one. That was the first big announcement push they made on that, is there's a Wolfenstein VR game.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, Youngblood is going to be solo or co-op, and it's on the PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Mm-hmm. I think July 6th, or 26th, was the release date for that one, so... Yay! That and the ESO Legends, Elder Scrolls Online has a card game. That's coming out June 27th. Well, a new expansion is. That game already exists. I haven't tried it yet, but I might. Which I mentioned my son, he said, why would you do that instead of Hearthstone?
Because I can.
Right? Because why the hell not? I mean...
Let's see.
Slayer's Club. So you were talking about Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Slayer's Club.
Which is in the kind of this Bethesda.
Yeah.
It's near where they've announced like Wolfenstein, so I'm only excited about Doom Eternal because I'm pretty sure there are streamers that I like to watch who will play it, so it's going to just be fun for me to watch someone else play it, because I suck at first-person shooters, but The new Doom world is so like pretty and so like well made that I like looking at it, but I don't necessarily. I wouldn't be good at playing it. Well, it looks so rich.
I'd like to try it because I mean, Doom was I remember Doom from the beginning, but I couldn't play it because it gave me vertigo. Mm-hmm. But like other, you know, shooters, it's the world is more, it's got more scope to it, and so it doesn't make me throw up.
Yeah.
And it's good to see Doom, like, still having a space at all. So, but they have this official fan club now. So apparently you go to slayersclub.com, you sign up, and you can get unique benefits, exclusive opportunities, and bring the best of Doom to the best fans in the world. So this is a right now brand new launch. Go join the thing if you want to stay updated on all the Doom happenings. And it says benefits, so I wonder if you'll get, you know, extra special skins and that kind of thing.
Seems extra skins, likely. Special guns, all that kind of good stuff.
Yay.
Maybe. Yay! Let's see.
Now, Ubisoft, I just put the link in here because I missed that today.
Mm-hmm.
I had errands and things. I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, did I close my window? Yep, I closed the window. Go me!
But again, there's a whole lot of shooters. Gods and Monsters looks neat, though. Because the thing I do understand different about Ubisoft is you're expecting Assassin's Creed, and it's not what you got.
Mm-hmm.
But the team that made Assassin's Creed Odyssey made this Gods and Monsters game. The art looks like Link. It looks like the new one, Breath of the Wild, very much.
Mm-hmm. Which there is, actually, I think we skipped over that. There's a new Link, like a Legend of Zelda game thing. Did we skip? Yeah, I think we skipped over it. There is one that was announced. I don't know if it's got a date on it.
I thought it was... it was just some kind of additional content again.
Might be DLC, but I remember seeing it.
Well, tomorrow we'll get plenty of details on that at E3.
Yeah. You know, when it actually starts.
Yeah. Oh no, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Yeah, there it is.
So, we'll see.
Let's see
more tomorrow. This looks interesting. It looks way more. I'm looking at screenshots of it. It looks like old Zelda, but in 3D. It's more. It looks nothing like Breath of the Wild. It, like, you can see little like square panels where he's fighting the same old monsters you're used to in a maze. But that's exclusively to Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the kids will want it.
I can't afford... Well, I mean, I could afford. I shouldn't buy myself a Switch for just two things.
Yeah, but they keep coming up with cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one of those... we keep ending up staying with a Nintendo platform in my house because it has a lot of things that are not shooters.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you're going to get your Link and your Mario and, you know, stuff in a different vein, which is more of what we play and play together.
Let's see. Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that. I went back to look at the Ghostwire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by the people that made Evil Within, which I did not know. So, Evil Within is an interesting thing that when it first came out and I was watching a Let's Play of it, I didn't like it. And then, like, a couple of years later, I went back and, like, watched it, and I was like, oh, this is psychological, but also gore. So maybe that's why I didn't like it then, but now I can handle it.
Have you become desensitized?
I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, a lot of cool things coming out. Lots of shooters, but lots of things that aren't shooters, too. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I mean, more shooters than... I just can't believe how many shooters there are. I mean, there's other... There's sports games. I don't care about those either. And racing games. Interesting that Sony just, like, skipped out entirely.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe they're trying to plan on doing, like, their own thing. Like, they're going to be like, hey, we're doing our Sony shout out. Can't call it E3, but we're going to call it a thing.
Yeah, and I think more and more companies are doing this sort of thing with these cons. But I don't know. I like having it all in one place.
Yeah, it's kind of like E3's become like the place to show off, kind of.
Yeah.
Where it's like, look at all of this that it's coming that we're doing, and aren't you excited? And, you know.
Well, I guess because Sony is dominant, they felt they could just do that.
I guess.
They're dominating the console market. I think the last two iterations. And Xbox has a while before their hardware's coming out still.
Mm-hmm.
And this feel like they didn't have to compete. And their play base is loyal enough and anxious enough for new games all the time that they're going to go watch whatever they do.
It's true.
Right? It seems a little arrogant. they'll just come to us. It'll be fine. Like, I kind of like the way E3 felt, especially, I mean, in a surprise from like Microsoft and Google. Like, I know they're trying to break into different gaming markets, but mm-hmm. the inclusion of so many more indie games.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm excited by that. It looks like they're doing a decent job of it. I mean, I know there are a lot of concerns about, well, the Steam is already a place for that, and it's just going to take away from that, but they're including a lot of games that are also already on Steam.
Yeah.
And I might not want to invest in something on Steam, but if I have Game Pass already and can try it, mm-hmm. then I might want to buy it. And that's another thing. The gold will give an advantage to those kind of developers that Steam doesn't necessarily. They only can do if a demo is provided, and sometimes they do a free to play for a short time. Mm-hmm. But this Game Pass would allow you to, like, try it out for a little while, and then, that's what the gold was.
Yeah.
When you have the Xbox Gold, whatever the hell it's called, Live Gold. Like, every month you'd go, oh, so what's free this month? And play it for a little while, and then it would go away, and you could buy it. And that's an ideal model for these indie gamers, I think.
Yeah, because they put their product out and it can get tested, and then if people really like it, they'll come to them and buy it, and that's good.
I think it won't be quite as crowded as Steam is.
Yeah. Steam, I like Steam, but I guess everything can use some competition to make it better.
Yeah, exactly that. And people don't want their space intruded on. They get all territorial. But I think it can make it better. I hope it does.
Yeah. We'll hope for the best on that one.
Yeah. Kind of like Stadia. Hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm. Hoping for the best.
I don't. It's a weird name.
I looked at it as... I don't know.
I have trouble grasping how that's going to work smoothly.
Stadia. Maybe they're doing a play on Stadium or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I assume, but I mean, you're never going to be playing competitive games in a, like, strictly cloud-based streaming game service.
Hmm.
But, yeah, new models where you get a lot more out of the games you do buy. I'm looking forward to that, and I think Game Pass is another step toward that, too. Like, that I buy a game, like this happened to me with Overwatch. And I bought the fancy on-launch edition intro, and I got bonus stuff. But then I could only play it on the Xbox, because I bought that one. I couldn't play it on the PC, and that's stupid.
Yeah.
And it looks to me like all of this situation is leaning toward, well, if you own it, you've got it on all the platforms. And I really think that should be that way.
Yeah. That is cool. I like that.
I still might go buy the disc. But
Maybe.
I mean, but they've got all those in-store bonuses, too, a lot of the time, where you can go in the store and you scan something, you get extra stuff. So I can understand where physical stores are scared of it, but there are things they need to change about their model. They don't want to be Blockbuster.
Yep.
Nobody wants to be Blockbuster.
Don't be Blockbuster.
Because then there will just be one of you left.
Just one. One lonely Blockbuster.
Well, I think that's all we really have about now.
Yeah, it's all we've got now because there's still... E3 still technically, at the moment that we're recording, isn't started yet, quote unquote.
That's weird. It's weird and annoying. And their website is terrible. Like, getting their schedule is easier other places. Because their schedule just lists, like, the Colosseum, which they spell wrong, which makes me a little weirded out. They're apparently doing it on purpose. I guess that's what it's named. Whatever. I don't know. It's not like it's a trademark word, but somebody at some point did that. And trying to look up their schedule is like, where the hell is it? Oh, it's for the Colosseum. Oh, it starts on Tuesday. I've been listening to and watching this shit for like all weekend. That's a lie. Why would you do that? And people would miss like the big Keanu thing if they had just waited until Tuesday to go watch anything.
Yep. Was it Tuesday last year? Maybe they forgot to update their schedule.
No, they're just... Because the schedule shows the right things once you get to it.
Ah. Interesting.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, we could cover E3 on Sunday, and now we're doing Monday instead. Sorry, folks. But life happens.
Yes.
And then I was like, I looked it up, and I was like, to get the schedule, I was like, wait, we can't do that, it doesn't start till Tuesday. And then I was like, listening to a podcast, and they were covering E3. I'm like, the actual fuck. Messing with my head. Yeah, I don't know why the Gears 5 trailer, they did at least show some more gameplay today in the PC one.
Mm-hmm.
Format, but... The trailer they showed yesterday was just like a music video. It was like the main character with different faces come and offer in this psychedelic thing while they played Bury a Friend. It was like, all right, this is a really cool animated Billie Eilish video, but what is that game?
What are you trying to tell me?
There are a couple of those. There were a couple of, another game, I don't remember the name of, we were watching and we're like, Rob goes, looks at me, he's like, I don't know anything about that game. Said, nope. Nothing. It was like a little movie. Obviously all animated. No actual gameplay. Couldn't really tell what the game was about. Like, told a little story.
That's cool.
Told us nothing.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. It's like, you're not Apple. You can't do that. We don't know what your product is.
They've gotten a little bit too artistic and forgot to tell you what the game was about.
Right? I guess maybe it's like a teaser. Maybe it's a video game version of a teaser. Like, maybe. When shit actually starts happening tomorrow. We'll get more details on, you know, what those games actually do.
Yeah.
Although we're not going to get more about Scarlet, which the new Xbox is still going by its code name.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to be red?
Maybe. They usually charge extra for a different color one.
Maybe they're going to be all red.
That'd be cool. It would make me buy a new one. And I think they're taking out the DVD player, the Blu-ray player, which is part of the reason we bought an Xbox instead of PlayStation when we did decide to get a new console.
That's an interesting choice, you know.
Which, listen, I know the streaming is huge right now, but I...
Yeah, like a lot of us still own a bunch of DVDs and Blu-rays, and we still like to watch them.
Yeah. I still go to Redbox and grab something sometimes. I won't have anything to play it on when my Xbox One dies.
Yeah, like, we don't... Our DVD/Blu-ray player is our PS4. Like, we don't have a different box for that.
I feel like they're really underestimating how many people use that feature on their console.
Yeah.
Because then they're being weird, like, the console will be... our console will be good for everything. You can just totally use it with all the cloud services. I want to drive. Okay. I mean, I know I'm old, but... Blu-rays are not obsolete.
Nope, they're not like hard discs.
Am I seriously going to have to, like, rent it and put it in my 10-year-old Mac just to watch a movie? That's fucked up.
Yeah. It's no good. That's a questionable decision.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you have any input, please email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at geekgrills. Let us know what you're excited about. I'm sure next week's news might be updating the things that happen at E3 after this.
Yep.
Along with whatever other topic we hit. So what are you most anticipating right now, Linda?
This weekend I have my LARP, my Garden of Destinies. It's a one day, because we're doing a special, like, summer event at a site that has indoors and AC, which I am happy about. We're doing a Battle of the Bands, quote-unquote, thing, special event, and yay, my character's a performer, so I'm going to go and I'm going to try to win! And also take out the stupid performer-stealing demon bitch that has been the bane of my existence for, like, a year.
So, I was going to say that. Like, is this game rigged? Because you want to get rid of this bitch?
It's not rigged, but there are probably things that are going to happen. So, we're ready. I think we're ready. We can do it. I say with confidence.
Okay. Good luck not being defeated by the evil stage hog.
Yes.
I love your shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
What am I anticipating right now? I don't... No.
I don't know. More E3?
More E3. I'm probably going to be watching it. Like, I did kind of get psyched up, and I'm going to be watching a lot more of it than I thought I was going to. So, yeah, that's about the only really nerdy thing, and maybe getting into some comics, because some things just got pulled off my schedule. Oh, and the other thing is I do have my consult with the surgeon about my throat tomorrow.
Okay.
So...
I will send good vibes your way.
I want it fixed.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Tuesday evenings.
It's usually Sunday.
Sorry.
Usually Sunday.
old cut and paste. Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Our next one will be on June 16th. I hope to see you then. In addition to subs and bits we get on Twitch, yay bits, we're supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest grill friends on the internet. You can become a patron at patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, You can sub to us for free every month.
Give us their money.
Give us their money. You know you want to. I've been doing it for 23 months.
And if you want to, you can leave us a review. Doing so is free. They help our ranking on any of your podcast catchers, which helps other people find us, which is great. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there.
Hey, where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, and you can find me here on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B.
I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and on the Heresy and Hearsay pod and Trust Your Cape podcast. And I might stream some E3 this week. We'll see.
We'll
on
see.
My channel. Mm-hmm. Which is twitch.tv/9of12. Mm-hmm. So The Gen can be found at The Gen Says on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/TheGenPlays, and find everything at TheGenSays.com. Because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.